Good morning. It's good to see everybody here today. I was looking at the verse. I think that Darlene picks the verses on our prayer requests. But as I looked at it today, I was really moved to think about this verse and our missionaries. I'll thank you, Lord, with all my heart. I'll tell you of all the marvelous things you've done. I'll be filled with joy because of you. I'll sing praises to your name, O Most High. And that really makes me think about the work that our missionaries are doing. And we're real blessed today to have the Vladimir Pickmans with us, with Ina and Rose Shoshana. And Vladimir's going to come in just a minute and share some things. As you may or may not remember, they're leaving June 4th to go back to Germany. And he's got some things on his heart he just wants to share this morning. And
good morning. Well, as always, it's a blessing to be with you this morning and the special morning of a special weekend. Well, time flies. It looks like the end of August last year was just there, and I was telling about our arrival and how God actually blessed us on our move here. And now it's the time just to summarize what was here over this wonderful, I would say, 9 months and couple of weeks that we spent here in Dallas. You know, there were so many things happening here that it would take probably hours for me just to mention some of items on this list. If you remember the official motivation, and today I would probably say excuse for us to come here was for me to work on my doctoral dissertation, do research, write it. Well, I certainly did it to some extent every spare moment. But this season turned to be probably one of the busiest seasons of our ministry over the last number of years. God was using us in so many different directions that even today we have difficulties to focus on something and single out something from what God was using us for. Let me probably just summarize the three major areas of ministry and give you a couple of examples regarding this ministry. So God was almost immediately after we arrived, he started using us to teach Christians how to share the gospel with their Jewish friends. And it turned to be an extreme and unusual blessing even for us. Because in our eyes, it's like in Dallas, every Christian has a Jewish friend. Well, probably it's not exactly true, but we were running, or God was bringing our way this season only these Christians. And we trained probably hundreds of Christians how to share the gospel, and with their help, or together with them, we were able to deliver like Isaiah 53 books or the gospel to hundreds of Jewish homes here in Dallas. And it was already unique. Another area that God started using us is like home events, sharing not just Christians and Jews talking together with different subjects for our discussion. And as I was speaking in the class last time, it was like a couple weeks ago, I probably mentioned that there is going to be a home event in somebody's home in very like Jewish neighborhood of Dallas. So thank you for prayers. Few days later, we had this event. We had 25 people, some Gentile unbelievers in the audience. Half was believers, half of the audience were not. We had 7 Jewish people in the audience, including the rabbi of the Temple Emmanuel. And it's the largest Reformed temple in the country. And it was very lively interaction about standing against rising anti-Semitism and how Jewish is Christianity. The rabbi came to disagree with me that on what I am to say, but that's fine. we had very Jewish-like discussion. At the end, everybody was so engaged in the in all this discussion that people didn't want to leave. So we stayed after this official part was over for probably two more hours talking. And it was absolutely blessed, and even God gave me a possibility and courage even to share my testimony at the beginning. And it was not designed as evangelistic meeting, but I just felt like telling my story. And they told, I'm not trying to convert you. I'm just telling you my story, and you feel free to tell yours. So it was really good. Another way God was using us was some Christians were arranging like meetings for me or for us with their Jewish friends or relatives. And we were getting together, interacting, and then becoming more close friends. And we were taking from there the journey with these people. So if you remember, I mentioned the Jewish doctor from Baylor Hospital. He and his family came to a Messianic congregations last week for the first time. It was a big blessing. And last night, God blessed us to pray with two Jewish people to receive Jesus. And it was Ryan was calling me, or his cell phone is, I see it's his cell phone. I thought Ryan can wait. I just need to finish talking to these two dear Jewish couple. So, God was blessing this this direction, and it just seems like it's rolling. More churches and more different even organizations and groups inviting us to share how to talk to Jewish people. We get a number of Christian families lining up to have home events, and we have also a number of those who want us to meet their Jewish friends. Like, for us, it's weird, you know? And also, talking about Dallas Theological Seminary, the class I taught was a blessing. And, the impact of us, even without us being proactive in this regard, Dallas Seminary was so huge that even now, finally, the leadership of the seminary considering of starting Center for Jewish Studies at Dallas Theological Seminary. And it would be like dream coming true for me. So it's just, it's so exciting. And also, we were talking about the possibility for Dallas Theological Seminary to partner with us in Berlin to start, to finally start the school to train Jewish or leaders of Jewish outreach together with Dallas Theological Seminary. Exciting. I mean, just so many areas, so many things going on. Crazy. It's so sad. I'm sorry to leave. This summer is going to be very busy for us. We're arriving on the 5th, and immediately there are like board meetings of our ministry, of our mission organization. There are membership meetings at the congregation. There are conferences, like I'm going for a conference to speak in Moscow in Russia. I'm going to Amsterdam in Holland. I'm going to Israel for a conference there. We do major evangelistic outreach in Berlin and training seminar for missionaries. We organize getting together for all the Messianic leaders of Germany. I'm going to do some training for our missionaries. Just part of the list. The summer is going to be very busy. We will need your prayers. But there is Jewish Bad. The ministry here is so unusual and so exciting for us. And since a couple of weeks or about a month, we were feeling growing sense that we need to extend our time here in Dallas. I don't know how you would feel about it, but there is a certain urgency for us to come back in end of August and spend some more time here, because it's too early to drop the ball here. It's just like starting rolling. At the same time, we're needed there. And I'm going to balance somehow between there and here, probably coming here for some time, living back to Germany for some. It's still like there are so many uncertainties. And if we extend our time here, it doesn't mean that we just simply have everything to extend it. We need to start over again. Besides the school for the girls, we have everything. We need to find everything like absolutely from the scratch. Again, a place to live, a vehicle to drive, even some furniture, everything. Just visa for us to stay here, tickets, like the whole logistic. Also to arrange, to make arrangements there in Germany. To be honest, I'm a little bit scared. If you want me to teach and preach, I'm bold. I can do it. No, I'm not afraid. It's just my gift. But when it comes to logistics or administrative stuff, I'm like, you know, it's not my fun. So I don't feel very comfortable about that. So it freaks me out. It would be way easier just, you know, for me, I feel way easier just go back to Germany. Everything is settled there. Everything is familiar. But every time I'm thinking maybe God wants us just back, there is new green light and new push and new open door for us to do something here. And in my family, probably I'm the only one who feels like we need to go back to Germany. Everybody else sees like there is a will of God for us to stay here for another season. I don't know, just pray for us. We're not looking for green lights any longer because the green lights are all over the place, seriously. And times, if you have a couple of hours, we have to share with you all tremendous open doors. But at the same time, we are still looking for some red flags in case. And the red flag could be like our board in Germany would say, no way we will let you go for another year there. Or somebody of our key executives in Germany would say, if you go, I quit. That would be seriously dramatic because the ministry in Germany is running very well. I'm on the phone and in correspondence with our staff and senior ministers almost on a daily basis morning. So everything works really well. But please keep us in prayer for our family and for me as I'm just, seriously, I'm excited about ministry here, but I'm very like, I have faith. Ryan asked me, you know that God will provide everything. Well, I do, and I don't. Just please pray for me and pray for all of us as we're leaving back to Germany on June 4th and seriously, wholeheartedly looking and searching for God's guidance in this, I would say, very special season of our life and ministry. Thank you very much.
We're going to do something a little different this morning.